Passage 34. 1. Whom did the speaker follow to shoot? 2. How many times did the speaker ever been a sportsman? 3. What did the speaker think when he heard the explosion? He thought the bird. My shooting experience. I have never been a sportsman, or rather, I have been a sportsman only once, and that was the first and last time. I was a child, and one day, for some reason or another, I found myself with my father, who was holding a gun in his hand, behind a bush, watching a bird that had perched on a branch, not very far away. It was a large grey bird, or perhaps it was brown, with a long, or perhaps a short, beak. I don't remember. I only remember what I felt at that moment as I looked at it. It was like watching an animal whose vitality was rendered more intense by the very fact of my watching it, and of the animal's not knowing that I was watching it. At that moment, I say, the notion of wildness entered my mind, never again to leave it. Everything is wild which is autonomous and unpredictable, and does not depend upon us. Then all of a sudden there was an explosion. I could no longer see the bird, and I thought it had flown away. But my father was leading the way, walking in front of me through the undergrowth. Finally he stooped down, picked up something, and put it in my hand. I was aware of something warm and soft, and I lowered my eyes. There was the bird in the palm of my hand, its dangling, shattered head, crowned with a plume of already thickening blood. I burst into tears and dropped the corpse on the ground, and that was the end of my shooting experience.
Perch. Vitality. Render. Unpredictable. Undergrowth. Stoop. Crown. Plume. Corpse. Perch on. My mother always harps on me.
So does my mother. They're just like that. I'm already used to it.
Thank you.